1-800-259-9253. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the second hour of this program. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. You may get interactive there, and you can create the content. You can vote on things on the site. You can add things to it. And when I say things, I mean maybe news articles or blog posts or YouTube video, something you think our listeners will enjoy. You submit it as show prep. Others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've submitted. You get to vote on things as well. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So, Nemi, last hour we kind of suggested that we'd be talking about $6 gasoline, and you're saying that the article you were looking for has disappeared from
the
internet.
Yes, amazingly enough. What I'm looking at now is californiagasprices.com, which when I refreshed it earlier, when I had it up on my screen earlier, there was a place in West Covina, California, that had $6.19 for gas.
Okay.
It's gone down since then?
Like a whole dollar?
The folks from West Covina probably appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And now it's only $5.21.
Jesus, that's crazy.
It is. I just spent $50 to fill up my new car's gas tank, and it didn't even fill the whole thing up.
I know. It's crazy. I drive a hybrid, and, you know, it's crazy to me. I can't afford to fill my gas tank, you know, and that's why I bought this car, so I could afford to fill the gas tank.
It's going
to
change how people behave. I mean, if gas, obviously gas prices have gone up quite a bit, you know, in the last few years. I remember in my lifetime, it's been a dollar, and now it's three something.
In 1998, not that long ago, I remember it being 89 cents
right.
In Union, South Carolina. I was driving around. I mean, it hasn't been that long. Really, that long? It hasn't been a decade since it was, $1 and something.
Well, it's an indicator. Remember, it's important to remember when we're talking about gas prices. For those that aren't aware, in a lot of cases, you look at the price of gas and you translate it into silver
or gold,
then some sort of hard metal that theoretically, or that in the past in general, has kind of kept its value over time as the government has inflated the currency. Gas prices are sort of an indicator in some cases of, the inflation of the money supply. Now, obviously, we're not looking at a true market value because they're subsidized. I mean, the gas companies are essentially getting government money by the fact that the government's providing them with protection services, meaning they're going over and helping them attain new oil fields in the Middle East through the force of the U.S. military, protecting their trade routes across the Atlantic Ocean, for instance. And, you know, there's a lot of money involved there, and that helps keep the price down.
Also, research for where these mineral deposits are, that's a huge part of this. So, I mean, there's all kinds of subsidies in all kinds of different ways that go to the oil companies.
Those subsidies can only go so far. I mean, you can only screw with the marketplace and supply and demand only to a certain extent.
Sure. I mean, I think that's wrong. I mean, when you think about other industries, whichever industry inside, whichever sector of the, the energy sector, so, whether it's solar or wind or hydro or, something that's coming along that we don't even know about yet. Those companies are at a disadvantage in competing with the oil companies because the oil companies are getting all these subsidies.
Right, so, which results in them begging for their own subsidies at the federal trough.
If you want to find out what's the most efficient way to do things, then you need to make these things moral. And to make them moral, you need to take stolen money in the form of taxes out of the scenario.
For sure.
Whether it's to Solyndra for solar power or whether it's to Exxon for protection. A protection racket from the United States military, whatever it is.
I think it's important to mention, too, that there's in Europe, there's been $6 a liter gas for a very long time. And where does that money go? And in Europe, it's a huge chunk of it goes to mass transit, healthcare.
Taxes,
absolutely. But here it goes, the flow of money goes to the corporate executives, like the vacation homes for ExxonMobil.
Well, there's plenty of taxes on gas here, too.
That's very true. But how much of it is actually going to...
You don't think the profit margin is about the same in Europe as it is here?
I don't think so. I think it's the profit margin.
We're talking about for the retailer?
Yes.
Yeah.
It can't be that much.
For everybody. For the retail, the wholesaler,
typically
everybody.
The retailer in gas only makes like a cent or two per, per gallon. They're not making a whole lot.
Depending, yeah.
It certainly doesn't help that California is falling apart as it is.
You know, I think that essentially if there wasn't as much profit of selling gas in Europe, then they wouldn't sell gas in Europe. I mean, you know, if the oil companies that, you know, sold gas in Europe only made 25 cents a gallon, whereas the oil companies that sell gas in the United States, the same companies that sell gas in the United States, make 50 cents a gallon, then they're going to sell all their gasoline in the United States until it reaches some kind of equilibrium, you know, there. I mean, obviously this is a larger market as far as consumption goes. The reason that they have less oil consumption in Europe is because the taxes are prohibitively high. They're using them as a you know, a sin tax, essentially.
You know, actually, I don't know how much money they make on a gallon of gas, but I've heard it's very, very little.
Yeah, and very, very little.
I can imagine it would be because of the severe competition involved in the industry. I mean, you look at a corner, a street corner, you got three gas stations. They all have the same price for the in most cases. That means they've got to be cutting their profit down to the bare minimum on those gallons of gas.
Well, I've heard, you know, it essentially they'll run it. The oil companies will put their name on your station, essentially, and you make the money on chips, soda pop, hot dogs, and whatever else you sell inside, and they make the money on the sale of the gas. You use it as a loss leader, essentially, to get people to come to the door, you know, as businesses are always looking for reasons for people to come. I generally don't go into a convenience store. You know, I swipe a card, fill it up, get back in, and I go.
Boom, done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, there's just not much in a convenience store I'm looking for. Sometimes I'll get a craving for a Coca-Cola and I'll go in, but not common.
Most service stations, according to CNN Money, and thanks to the board op for providing the link, according to CNN Money, most service stations are independently owned and operated and take in between 7 and 10 cents for every gallon they sell, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. And that 7 to 10 cents going to the gas station isn't even profit. Out of that, station owners still have to pay leases, workers, and other expenses, leaving them with a profit of just a few cents. For the service stations, most profit comes from coffee, cigarettes, food, and other amenities. So there you go.
There you go.
A little bit of info for you there. And so this is going to change how people, and already is likely changing
how
people
behave. The government gets more money per gallon than anybody else does.
Yes.
No doubt.
Governments.
The federal government, I think, gets the most, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I'd have to check the numbers out. I've seen, you know, it depends on the municipality. Some municipalities have very high rates.
Okay, I'm wrong. 18 cents going to the feds per gallon. This is as of 2008. So this could be outdated. The state taxes vary widely, but the national average is 22 cents per gallon. So feds and state governments may be about on par.
But everybody who drives any distance knows that some towns have cheaper gas than others.
Well, sure.
Sure, right, there's now, federal, state, and local taxes.
Right. Right now, there's I just gassed up today. It's $3.79 a gallon in Keene.
And that's for low end.
That's right. It's 87. And a friend of mine is reporting $3.09 in Illinois.
And as we just heard, nearly $6 per gallon out in California. So how is this affecting you? How are these gas prices that are continually going up, and there's no end to that in sight, as long as the federal government continues its warmongering around the world and, you know, pouring cash into you know, defense, they're going to keep printing money to do that. And that's going to result in continuing increases in cost of living, not just to gas, but there's you know, the trickle-down effect when it comes to gas prices going up is that everything else goes up in price. So all the food that's getting to your marketplace is getting there on a truck.
It hits those truckers right in the wallet, and, you know, what can they do but pass it on?
Exactly. So you're going to see the cost of any product that has to sit on the back of a truck going up. And, you know, it'll only be a few cents here and there, but over time it just consistently goes up and up and up, and it digs into your ability to, you know, to have a good lifestyle, the cost of living. There's a fun article in The Onion this week about how the cost of living has now increased the worthwhileness of living, or something like that. It's gone past making it worthwhile to live, essentially.
Right. What do they call that? It's a cost-benefit analysis. And the cost-benefit analysis of life has, you know, the cost-of-living benefit analysis has just come up negative.
Right. It's no longer worth it, according to The Onion.
Right.
To go on living.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty much.
So how has this changed how you are behaving? Is it changing, you know, what you do for work? Is it changing how you go shopping? Like, for instance, maybe going shopping only once per week and hitting every store you need to hit in kind of a circuit?
Trip,
you know,
planning.
What sort of changes have you made in your habits, your travel habits, when it comes to these gas prices going up? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 News Alms from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that genius! Takes away everything you can get! Keep them on the hook with this immortal head!
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733, and joining you tonight is Ian.
And Emmy.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website as well over at freetalklive.com. You've got a site there that allows you to access it for free, but if you want to help support the show, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a free bumper sticker there and other things like web graphics and banners to flyers you can print out and post around town. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Keep peace on top. Antiwar.com needs your support. You can double your donation value today with matching funds. If you give today to Antiwar.com during their pledge drive, they'll get matching funds from an anonymous donor. By the way, this is brought to you by SACL CAI. Antiwar.com/donate is where you go to do it, or you can call their number. It's 323-512-7095. It's Antiwar.com, 323-512-7095. Donate today.
All right, let's go to you and your thoughts. We've been talking about gas prices in this country and how they continue to go up. That's not because the gas companies are trying to gouge anybody. It's simply because they have to keep their prices rising based on, you know, what the status in the economy is. There's more money being poured into the economy from the federal government, so inevitably prices rise everywhere. I mean, that's one of the effects of inflation. Remember, inflation isn't a rise in prices. Inflation is what they teach you in government school, that it's a rise in prices. That's not true. It's a rise in, or an increase in, the money supply. And when there's more money being supplied to the country, that means prices tend to go up because the amount of goods is still the same.
Sure. Demand is obviously there, but the supply is increased. Right. So the value is going to decrease.
Let's talk to Ryan. Now, my question was, how is this affecting you? Has it affected you yet? Because it's going to at some point, most likely.
It's affecting everybody already.
Have you changed your habits in regards to driving because of these gas prices? Or whatever else you want to tell us at 855-450-FREE. Ryan is in Indy listening to WXNT. Hello, Ryan.
Good evening, hey. Gents and ladies. I work as a freelancer, so usually I've been able to write off the taxes that I, or write off the mileage that I pay, that I drive on my taxes at the end of the year. But lately I've been actually trying to get some of that, at least my gas receipt reimbursed, or getting some of that money paid up front. So it's affected me in that way. I've had to start doing that. Of course, people don't really like to pay it because, you know, why are you charging us more all of a sudden?
So meaning, what kind of freelancing do you do, if you can tell us?
I've called into the show before. I work in the film industry. We had talked about this when SOPA and PIPA were kind of out. Piracy and stuff like that as well.
So you've got a basic rate that you'll charge to come shoot video, and now you're having to charge like a surcharge for gas on top of that, basically?
Yeah, I mean, I have to pick those battles, kind of pick and choose where I do that. I mean, if it's working for somebody I've not worked with before and they're expecting a certain amount of normalcy, then that can be, it's kind of a shot in the dark. I mean, I never know how it's going to rub people the wrong way. I generally tend not to do it, or at least I haven't yet, for the people that I work with often, because being a freelancer, there's absolutely no job security, so I appreciate any kind of repeat business that I do get.
Mm. Yeah. Well, oftentimes you want to give a discount to repeat customers and that kind of thing to keep them around. New customers don't have an expectation of cost necessarily, so you can sometimes change things up that with new people.
Right, and where I am in the Midwest, a lot of times the new people are coming from the coast, either New York or L.A., and they're used to paying more anyway. Mm. So, I have an advantage where my cost of living is a little bit less here than L.A. or New York. So that helps me in that regard, but it doesn't help me paying that much for gas, and it's just as high here as a lot of other places. So I think you guys said it was $3.79 in New Hampshire. That's about what it is here in Indianapolis today. So one thing I would suggest, and I haven't done it right now, but I've done it in the past, is, weather permitting, try and get a motorcycle or a scooter.
Amen.
Even the biggest, I used to ride a fairly large BMW, and I still got 50 miles to the gallon filling it with premium gas. So, $5 or 5 gallons at a time, while it's still going to cost a lot, you're going to get a lot further on it. Diesel is also another option. You can also use biodiesel. But diesel is about the same as gas now, and diesel engines tend to get a little bit better gas mileage.
They also tend to last a lot longer.
Yep, that's very true.
That's true.
And, you say the biggest motorcycle, the littlest ones will get 100 miles to the gallon. Mm-hmm. Correct. If you live in an urban area and you just commute in town, I had a motor scooter at one point, and those things get 100 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
They don't go above 30, depending on the size of it. Mine was a 50cc, but, the bigger the size, the faster they go.
Right. I was averaging 80 miles to the gallon on my motorcycle last year, and right now I'm still averaging right around 40-45 in my hybrid, but that's still prohibitively expensive.
Right.
Well, first, people getting new rides, I mean, that's another cost that a lot of people maybe aren't ready to shoulder, even though it might be
that's
beneficial
true.
For them. It, you know, long run, it might be beneficial, but there's the few thousand bucks that you've got to spend up front to get into that, right? I mean, motorcycles aren't that cheap, are they?
No, yeah, you can get motorcycles underneath $1,000, sure.
Really? Sure, it, well, if you know what you're doing to fix it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, motorcycles like everything else are going up. I mean, 5 or 10 years ago, you could get really high performance racing bikes for $10,000. Now they're more like $15,000.
Right.
But even a good used motorcycle is probably going to cost you $2,000. But that's a lot less than going out and spending, you know, $40,000 for a Chevy Bolt, which mm-hmm. is just insane to me.
And they're awful cars anyway. I was
right.
a diesel driver before I bought my hybrid, and I absolutely loved my diesels. I was getting 65, 70 miles to the gallon in my VWs.
Right. Yeah, VWs and the old Volvo wagons and things like that, if you still need a lot of space to haul things around. I currently drive a van when I have to work freelance, and it's really painful to fill up in 65, 70
Ooh,
miles a pop, 20,
absolutely.
20 miles a gallon.
Ryan, thanks for sharing your experience. Any other thoughts
yep.
you want to share?
Nope. Keep up the good work. I'll keep
All
listening.
Right. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think this is really going to hurt people that, you know, live in a more sprawling sort of an area. We've got a nice gig here, Nemi, you and I. We live in Keene, New Hampshire, yeah. where everything's pretty compact. I mean, it was rated as the most walkable city in New Hampshire.
It is the most walkable city in New Hampshire.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there's a website called walkable.org that rates these things. So if you're living in a walkable city, then... You don't really need to even have a bicycle or a mini bike or whatever.
That's right.
But having a bicycle can certainly help. I mean, that's just your foot power. So you always consider options that can get you from point A to point B. As long as you don't have to carry a bunch of stuff, you know, these are things that can help you.
There's also hypermiling. And
I
didn't hear of hypermiling until I bought my hybrid. And hypermiling is a new mode of driving developed in recent years that utilizes certain techniques to help save gas and maximize the fuel economy of a car. Like coasting downhill mm-hmm. is illegal in New Hampshire. But
really?
Absolutely. But if you
Why?
Coast... Because it's against the law. Because it's against the law.
Well,
somebody
sometimes
thought it
they
was
have
important.
A reason for these things.
But yeah, there are a variety of techniques, and they come out of necessity. Hard times. You need
right.
to save gas, so you coast downhill.
Yes.
Makes sense. You know, just take it out. Take it out of drive.
Yeah. All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And besides, does anyone ever get busted for that? How would they prove that you're coasting?
That's true.
They would have to be in your car and see you do the motions necessary to go into a coast mode. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and we give them to you for free, so enjoy those. Freetalklive.com, we've got stuff like listening options, broadband, dial-up, and mid-band size streams for different internet connections. Whichever one works best for you, you can go find out over at listen.freetalklive.com. It's the latest episode of Free Talk Live streaming live 24/7. Plus, our radio listening options are listed for you over 100 great AM and FM stations across the country. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All of those ways are available to you. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Now, on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver on a regular basis. We just talked about it, the comparison of gas prices to gold. And, frankly, there's a I looked it up here recently. It's a reality check with Ben Swan. That's Ben Swan's reality check. And you go see this video, and he talks about the relationship between gold and gas and how they're very similar and have been for decades. It's about inflation. And as they're inflating the currency, your investments are suffering. You know, you had $10,000 in the bank, or you had $10,000, 10 years ago, and they printed a bunch of money. It's not worth what it was anymore. So you can use gold as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. And in order to get gold and silver, you need to buy right. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check the prices there. Before you buy gold and silver anywhere, check gold.freetalklive.com. When you do, you help Free Talk Live. Got all kinds of gold pieces and coins there that you can comparison shop at other places. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Continue with your thoughts. We're talking about gas prices just recently eclipsing $6 per gallon in some places in California. And you can expect that they're probably going to keep going up over time as the federal government subsidies can only fight against the marketplace so much. So as they continue to inflate the currency, you'll likely see that being shown in prices, especially more visible prices like the price of gas. So how are you adjusting to it? What have you done to change your behavior, your patterns, your habits to adjust to the higher price of gas. Let's talk to Jeff. Of course, you can also bring up anything. Jeff, listening in South Haven, Michigan, to WSJM out of Benton Harbor. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been experimenting with motorized bicycles for about 3 or 4 years now. If you go on the Internet, there's lots of ideas for that. Some are, of course, more practical than others. So the upshot of it is I designed my own unit. And, you know, basically, you know, it's very simple. It's built like farm equipment, like old John Deere or Alice Chalmers farm equipment. So it's rugged. And I'm using a lot of bicycle parts in itself, not a lot, but a few bicycle parts within itself. So, you know, it makes it truly practical. But I'm
using
weed whacker motors.
What's the legality?
What I do is, you put a rear view mirror on them, you put a horn on them, you know, just a squeeze horn or something. You have to have rear lights, front lights, and you just get a moped's license on them.
Okay.
Okay,
and
now,
how do they handle hills? I mean, I don't know what it's like in, I couldn't tell you in Michigan where you are as far as
I drive
topography.
All year round.
Yeah, but hills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have sand dunes here up near South Haven. It'll take, now you have to understand, I'm using what they call a friction drive.
Okay.
So my whole motor moves. I mean, I just put like a wooden wheel, or else I can use a metal foot peg, a neuralized foot peg, and all it does is rub against the tire, and it'll take me right up a sand dune.
So you would say no problem with any hill that was paved that was good enough for cars to go up?
Oh, absolutely not. Now, our area is being, developed for bicycle trails. So we have bike trails. Now, the law says
nice.
You can't take a motorized vehicle on a trail, but one of my devices you can because you can pedal it. In other words, you can just leave the motor off, lift it up off the motor, you know, off the tire with
right.
your handle, and just pedal.
So
you get the best of both worlds.
Can you assist the vehicle when it is deciding that when you are using the motor, or do you not need to?
No, because it's friction drive. I mean, you can leave the motor idle, and you can use this handle to lift it up off the motor. You know, like a little, like a shift lever.
I see.
It's like I'm trying to think the closest thing I can think of it would be like the jockey shifter on a Harley.
How many? I mean, that means nothing to me. How many miles to the gallon are you getting on this thing?
Oh, I don't use anything more but the original little plastic gas tank that they give me to mix the oil, because it's a two-stroke, to mix the oil and the gas with. But the town, South Haven, from where I'm sitting,
is
about
pint?
7 miles. So I can go 7 miles back, and I can probably do that three or four times before I have to refill the tank.
I would love to see pictures. Do you have a website or a blog or anything that you can share with us?
No, I mean, I'm so dirt poor. I put all my money into it. It's taken me like 4 years to develop this thing to get it
right.
Well,
the good news about websites is you can have them for free online. So if you really wanted to, you could go and, you know, start a WordPress blog. You could go through free agents, fr33agents.com, get a free blog there.
Facebook will let you post, pictures.
Can I write that? Okay, free agents, huh? Okay, that's a good tip.
So the
miles per hour.
Wait, what, Mark?
Miles per hour.
Okay, good.
It'll do an excess of like 21, 22 miles an hour with no problem. I mean, the size of the, it depends on the size of the drive wheel that you use. The bigger the drive wheel, you know, the faster it'll go. But I just like a happy medium. If you do 18 or 20 miles on a bicycle, a 26-inch balloon tire, you know, beach bike, that's plenty fast.
Yeah.
So what about, have you ever had any trouble going along? Because you're going along the side of the road at 20, 22 miles an hour. Vehicles aren't passing you very, you know, they're not giving you the full lane to pass you.
I have a moped. I have that up for sale now because I don't like driving on the side of the road or, you know, near the edge. Because the mopeds only do about 30 miles an hour legally here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the traffic's always going faster than that. And it's just a very unsettling thing to have the traffic going by you.
Sure.
So with a bicycle and with our bicycle path development that they're doing here, I get the best of both worlds. I can pedal down the trails, and then when I'm a little tired or because I'm older, I'm like 58 now. So what I do is I can get on the side of the road where there's less traffic. I can engage the motor and use it then.
Interesting.
So,
well, I think this is a great idea for people that it works for. I mean,
look,
you know,
that's why having a website
is. But there's more good news to this.
Okay.
Because the moped license here in the state of Michigan, I can't remember if it's $15 or $18, and you don't have to have insurance on the vehicle. Heck, in this state, on a moped, you don't even have to wear a helmet with a moped.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
I think that's probably true in a lot of states. I know it was true in Florida at one point. But you're saying you operate completely without a car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been out of work too long. I can't afford the insurance, the maintenance on a car. But the bicycles and the weed whacker motors, I can buy used weed whackers in a junkyard for like $5 or $6. And all I have to do is give them a quick once over, usually change rings or something, and I've got another motor going.
This is fantastic news. You sound really upbeat about it. I would love to see a web presence and see photos and videos of what you're working on because I think it sounds great.
On the internet, there's tons of people doing this in other ways. It's just that I think my design has a one-up on them because, like, mine uses a bicycle shock that you can actually adjust the pressure of the motor and the drive wheel against the wheel with, and there's no, it's just a good, better design.
I wonder how much more. Thanks, Jeff, for the call and the heads up on
that
welcome. Tonight.
Thank
you. At 855-450-FREE. I wonder how many more of, obviously he's right. Clearly, he's not the only one out there developing and working on something like this. But while it may be in the realm of the hobbyist today, how far away are we from someone like Jeff coming up with a maybe more mass-manufactured version of something like this, where you can hire out someone like Jeff? Like me, I don't have the technical wizardry to do this stuff. So, like, if I were interested in getting something like that, then it would be nice to have it available in the marketplace.
Absolutely. I
love the idea. If you happen to live in a city, it makes even more sense. I live out in the country, and I really don't like the idea of cars whipping past me at 55 miles an hour on, when there's a 6-inch shoulder on the road while headed downhill. But, some of the things I wonder about is rain.
Well, yeah, there's obviously the issue of the elements. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Been talking about gas this hour. The cost of gas continuing to go up. How is it that people's behavior will change? We had one gentleman tell us that he has been having to charge a surcharge because he's a freelancer and he's got to travel places to do his business, and it's costing more to travel now, so we're going to have to just add in an extra charge on what he's been charging his customers in order.
Nothing's
to
free, right?
There's that. Plus another gentleman talking about making a bicycle with a two-stroke engine on it to kind of maximize his ability to travel relatively short distances at relatively low cost, but still increase the comfort to him. Being an older gentleman, it was not as easy for him to pedal everywhere, so backing up his foot power with a little bit of gas power. So what are some of the other things that people can do out there or are doing? And Emmy, you talked about changing driving habits, like coasting downhill.
Sure, and drafting on large vehicles, too. It's not wise, it's not safe, and there's actually a hypermiling safety foundation that's been founded to kind of counteract some of the negative press that's been put out there about hypermiling.
So this is hypermiling, and you know, I talked to my mechanic about this, putting in neutral in order to go down hills, and you know, this may have made sense when they had cars with carburetors and that kind of thing, but now with fuel injected engines, the fuel injector isn't injecting as much fuel. There may be some savings, but it's probably pretty mitigable is what there probably is some savings, but it's probably pretty mitigable is what I'm guessing.
You mean the coasting?
Yes.
Gotcha. 855-450-FREE. If you've got some examples of how your life has changed, are you doing more carpooling? You know, we talked about going to different stores once a week, or maybe less than once a week, maybe once every other week.
Trip planning,
so plotting out where you're going to go rather than zigzagging around or going one place one day and one place the next day.
Well, that's in our house. We, you know, if you needed something in town, you ran in town and you got it. But not anymore. Mm-hmm. I suspect this is what's going on with lots of people is, hey, they drop that extra trip to grandma's house once a month. And they also, you know, go into, they make their trips just much more efficiently.
Well, right, and how many people are doing what they call staycations, where people are not really going anywhere for vacation.
Sure.
They're trying to, you know, keep as much of the money in the house as possible and staying home. So also, is that going to affect, I know, Mark, you've told me that your son Jack, 4-year-old son Jack, has various different things that he can do around town, like go to, you know, classes or whatever, swim
sure.
class. Does that mean that people are going to do less with their kids? Are parents going to try to find more at-home, stay-at-home activities for children?
Of course they are.
And take them out sort of activities?
Absolutely they are. You know, I mean, that's what's going to happen. When you see when gas prices go up, travel goes down. So, end of story.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. Vince is on the line listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Vince.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Nemi. I just wanted to say that I live off the grid. I mean, I have for about 25 years, so.
Cool.
So I don't pay a lot of I have two old pickups, and I've kept them in tip-top shape over the years. And now, they're very gas efficient. One's manual, and the other is an automatic transmission, but I bought these trucks back in the mid-'80s.
Wow.
And, I mean...
How much did it cost you to go off the grid?
Huh?
How much did it cost you to go off the grid?
Oh, I saved money over the years.
Over the years, but initially it's usually a fairly expensive cost.
What it did was I did it a little bit each time. You know, mm-hmm. I went off the electrical grid, and then I went off the water, and then I went off the natural gas heat.
I went off I've just recently gone off of heating my water, by electricity, and I'm heating it now with, my outdoor wood boiler, which heats my house during the winter. And I saw a significant savings as far as electricity goes. And this is just, another type of energy. And, there's big advantages to it, but it can be costly. If you want to put up a windmill system or a solar system, it can be very costly.
I have quite a few generators. I have about 12 different types of generators. I have gas-powered, electric, and solar-powered.
So you're buying gasoline to power your generators?
Yes, I have three of them.
Okay. Is that really off the grid? I mean, if you're depending on the services of a gas company, I understand solar is certainly off the grid, but is depending on the gas pump to have gasoline technically off the grid? I would say it's not.
I would say it is.
Because I work with a couple of gentlemen who farm, because I've bought shares of cows.
Sure.
They buy their gasoline and then they put it in tanks, underground tanks.
Okay, I see what you're saying. If you're storing a whole boatload of gas and it's very rare that you have to refuel, that makes sense. I just feel like, technically, I guess the grid is like being connected to some sort of service at all times. Is that how we want to define the grid?
Yeah.
Where you're constantly connected to some kind of a service?
Taking delivery of energy, that you're taking delivery of energy.
Right, you're still reliant on the system in that particular case. It may be a different system upon which you're relying, but it is still a system.
But it does give him the ability to take competing energy as opposed to the power company, which does not allow competing energy. They're granted a government monopoly.
I agree with Mark's logic on this one.
Vince, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So solar is one way to get off the grid, but you really can't run a whole lot off of solar, can you?
So solar's coming along. It's getting better and better as
time
goes by.
That's what I keep hearing.
But
still pretty expensive.
And wind, it's got its ups and downs. Really, when it comes down to it, if you've got some kind of moving water on your property, you're really in pretty good shape.
Is that the best alternative form of energy? Or
it is, but it can be very difficult in dealing with local and state organizations, the EPA, that kind of thing. Who knows, what. You can't just build a dam, anymore.
No, you can't, because even on private property, if you have a dam, you have annual inspections and upkeep and maintenance and all sorts of restrictions that you have to abide by, unless you want to be fined by the government.
Now, oftentimes people have small, little tributaries that the government's not going to pay attention to, and you can put together small hydropower situations there. Not really a dam, just, water wheels and that kind of thing.
I think the less reliant you are on the grid, the better, no doubt. So if your method of backup is a gasoline generator, or in my case, I think I've got a propane generator. There's natural gas as well, and if you've got something to make it so you're not entirely reliant, that helps. But I'm here in the city. I mean, there's only so much that I can do. You can't drill a well here in the city, right? Unless you isn't it completely illegal? Didn't you look into this at one time, Mark? Like you have to be hooked up to city water.
You have to be hooked. It depends on the city, obviously, but in this particular city, if you can get city water, you have to get city water. If you can't get city water, you may have to run city water to your house and pay for that, and then pay for city water. But in certain circumstances, if you're out far enough where they don't offer you city water, then you must drill a well. So it's like we tell you how you get your water. and that's it.
And the more urbanized an area, the more likely you're going to encounter things like that, right? The more difficult getting off the grid is, the more urban the area. I mean, for instance, New York City, what can you really do there?
There's another thing that I didn't get a chance to mention is gasification. This can be done with wood chips or wood or, you know, things like that. You have to look into it thoroughly. I can't explain it to you. I'm not an expert in gasification, but it's interesting. You can run generators off of it.
Gasification?
It's called gasification.
What is it again?
Essentially, you do something to wood in order to be able to, you know, get the stuff out of it to be able to power a generator. Apparently, you can, without too much conversion, power a gasoline
Getting
generator.
Getting gas from wood?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would be interested in hearing more about that.
It's a relatively old technology, used by farmers and that kind of thing. I just talked to a friend today who saw a video online of an El Camino that used a gasification system. So go on YouTube, search El Camino gasification. You should be able to pull it up.
Well, one of the other things you probably start seeing is people moving in together more often than they might have in the past.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of that.
Lots of folks moving back in with parents, maybe couples moving in with other couples, families moving in with other families. Of course, there are also laws that prohibit that, too. So a lot of these governmental regulations are going to stand in the way of people getting as much of an efficient living experience as possible. For instance, here in Keene, there's some regulation that says more than four people who are unrelated can't live together. Now, obviously, it's going to be difficult for them to prove that case. They would have to have proof that, you know, those people were living together who shouldn't be living together, and they'd have to be able to prove in court that you're violating those ordinances. But it sucks.
All it takes is a neighbor to snitch on you.
I don't know if they'd be able to prove that you were living there necessarily, but again, snitching will happen, especially when
people tend to talk to the police, and that's one of those circumstances where you would not want to give any information.
You would not want to talk to the police. It's always a bad idea to talk to the police. But what other things are the people doing in your area? What are you doing to change your lifestyle to lower the cost of living? Because that's a real challenge for people. 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.